Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Yup.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
Natalie, who plays Red Force.
Hello.
Excellent. Anyone have anything fun to go over before we jump into the recap?
Oh, we're probably going to get our asses kicked. Reinforcements on the way! Woo!
So we do have a giant mech on our team now.
Oh, that's true.
Is she on our team?
She hasn't reformed yet. But yeah, it's coming. Alright, recap, y'all. I think it's pretty simple.
Pretty straightforward.
We had a fight.
We had a fight. We fought Hydra Locus and Terra Locus.
Of the
Elemental Terrors.
Good job.
Yes.
Four single-handedly took out Terra Locus, and then
Bedlam helped.
Well, seeing as how instead of going with any sort of tactical plan, you just immediately hop out from behind the corner.
I'm sorry, we discussed there should be a distraction. I'm the distraction. I did what I did.
You are very impulsive, which is very in character.
It's so in character.
It's a family trait.
It is a family trait.
It is.
She's 16, right?
17.
She's 17. That is totally in character for a teenage girl.
Ah, new power! Let's go!
Let's be clear. That's totally in character for any teenage person. Let's be clear. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you guys fought Hydra Locus and Terra Locus, and
Hydra Locus got away.
Hydra Locus got away at one hit point. Hell yeah.
Paul is smiling, happy.
Yeah, we got Terra Locus, so there's a...
Though we did figure out that they shouldn't have been able to attack Hydra Locus because they couldn't see her. But
yep.
And that's my fault.
Oopsie.
Well, she also did pass through us.
That's so smoke.
We could probably get some swings on them while she's doing that.
Probably. Though, that smoke probably hurt you guys more than it hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of them had tremor sense, and...
Mm-hmm.
I've still got my thermal vision running for another 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Can I turn that off and, like, save the timer? No.
I think it's a charge. Like, you hit it and it just activates. Claire. I got her name right.
Yes.
What's her last name, though?
Craig.
We need to probably make sure that Terra Locus is tied up or something, because he's just knocked unconscious. He's not dead. And also, we should call the FSA.
No, we are not using those. We only have one key.
Put your headphones back on. Are we going to call... Wait, no. Are we calling the FSA?
Yes.
Or okay. I'm asserting myself and I'm talking loudly.
Hold on. The FSA is 3 minutes out. You know, the team 3 minutes out and team 9 minutes out, I think.
I think it's a 12 last game.
It, 3 and 12, something like that.
But we can call them and let them know that we have Terra Locus.
To be picked up.
For pickup.
Okay.
And Hydra Locus got away.
Perfect. Through the sewers.
Yes.
Actually, I'll pull out my phone and let Jen know.
Wait, I'm going to call 9.
9 is currently on a different mission.
Yep. So Jen says, hello, Weasel.
Hello. Yes, I'm not entirely certain. Mike is not entirely certain on the procedure here, but Weasel probably would.
He's heard his grandfather do it a couple times.
So we'll follow procedure and let her know that we have... yes, Jen, we have one cowl for pickup. We managed to take down Terra Locus.
He would be considered a level 3.
That's not particularly tough.
Level 3s have either a moderate ability to deal... have the ability to deal a moderate amount of harm over a large area, or a lot of harm in a small area.
Yes.
Most cowls fall into level 3. Level 2, level 4, level 3. Level 2s are when you get into, like, a whole team comes after one person. Mm-hmm. And level 1s, you just stay the fuck away. Just stay the fuck away. I don't care how tough you are, unless they send you after it. Stay the fuck out. Just don't go.
But I want to go. How else are we going to earn a name for ourselves?
Even Elcombustion has been called to go after a single level one, and he didn't take it down. He limped away, didn't die.
Clearly.
And he doesn't go back. He doesn't. He said, Nieto, if they ever call you for a level one, you tell me, and I'll show up. Only for you.
Actually, her. This was years ago.
This was years ago. He says,
it's when I started.
Yeah, he says, never go without a team you trust and an exit strategy. I barely walked away.
Okay.
You guys know Necro is considered a level one. He could wipe out the entire Midwest and without too much issue. He is the biggest threat of the current age of here of Capes and Cowls.
Hey, that's the name of the book.
Other cowls hate this asshole because he's a necromancer who before the surge
he does not respect the sanctity of the dead
or life or anything. He doesn't respect anything. Okay, so back to what we're saying. So yeah, these are level three. Jen says level three cowl. We are currently have a team. We have a team inbound who will take him back in. ETA is 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Hydralocus
escaped through a drain in the floor.
That bank has a closed system. Oh no, their closed system has been breached. That must be how they got in.
No, they came in the front door. There's a massive hole.
They probably pre-cleared the route so like one can escape.
That makes a lot of sense. Good insight, Damon. Yeah, she's talking to all of you in your earwigs. She says, what else would she say?
Hold on. Oh, yes. We should probably have somebody talking to the bank manager.
Oh, shit, the bank manager!
She is just curled in the fetal position in the corner, terrified.
Just rubbing her back.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Channel a little bit of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Lay on hands one point.
Give her a pointer to you.
Hey, you know, take it easy. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine.
It looks like he slapped her once, but not enough to, kill her, but he did 6 points with a slap.
Yeah.
To a normal, that's,
almost
that
dead.
Has 10 points, or, 7...
8 hit points max?
Yeah.
Or D6 plus comma, so he probably almost put her on the ground. If she was a little less hardy, he would have knocked her out. What was the... Jen says, if you need anything else, just ask. And her voice goes away.
Probably backup.
Well, you don't have to call Jen, you just start talking and Jen answers. Yep. Cause she's,
kind of what I figured.
She's like Google, she's always active. Listening. Yeah.
Wow. We should probably get someone here to repair the vault door.
I'm certain that will be taken care of.
Claire, you know what they were after?
No, I know there's some kind of computer system in the...
Oh. Well, we could make certain somebody talk.
Well, she says, before you do that, and she touches... she's got this... It's almost what you'd call a torque, if you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a big necklace, probably a hand's width around her whole neck. She touches it, and she runs her fingers along a certain pattern with three fingers, and... As you watch, a 10-foot mech suit appear, forms around her.
One we've seen before.
Over the course of about 3 or 4 seconds, over the course of about 6 seconds. It's a full round action, essentially. And standing before you is X-Cal. The X-Cal, you know this is X-Cal Mark 3. Damon.
Yep.
Mark 1 and Mark 2 were a little smaller.
And much more easily destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, this one fights with dual blades that are about 8-10 feet long. And it has a couple energy blasters that come out of the shoulders if she needs them.
Thumbs up, Damon gives her.
She's, I really hope they send backup. I really hope they send backup.
They are.
Oh, I'm helping I'm helping people.
I'm assuming that's when the radio.
Yeah, at that point, Terra Locus's radio chirps up, and it's Hydra Locus's voice, and says, "They got Terra changed to backup channel."
Go ahead, Mike. I'm going to grab him, Mike. I'm going to attempt to use performance to mimic his voice. We heard him a couple of times.
We heard him.
Okay, even if you have the feet, it takes a minute to get a mimic down. So it's going to be a hard DC.
Well, what's the harm in trying?
Well, we were wanting to do that last episode, so he probably was preparing himself for it.
All right. Performance. Nope. I'm not trained in it.
Then there's no... Well, are you plus 5 charisma?
Yes.
You could succeed.
With a nat 20.
I showed the DC to Rob.
I saw it.
And Natalie.
Yeah. And Colin. Natalie. Colin wasn't looking.
All right.
Did you hear me, Paul? That I'm helping
natural 20.
Nope.
People escape.
I'm not even going to bother. 7 plus 5, so 12.
As soon as you start talking, they're like, that's not Terra. And then you hear beep. And then you check in on the side, and it's not one of the ones with like a dial. It's like when you punch in a 3-digit code.
Shit.
I toss it to the Technomancer.
Yep. I was really about to say that. I was going to say, I'll do it, but I'm like, wait, no, we got actual Technomancer.
The front panel of the Mac opens, and she's in there all in like she's in like a full body like a super suit. And she says, "Oh, I'm gonna have fun with this." And her eyes go coated with binary.
I picture it's like a lavender or whatever.
Roll me a power check for her, please, Rob. You're going to add 8.
13 plus 8 for 21.
That's good enough. She scans through, and over the course of, like, I'm going to say it takes 2 rounds.
Can I assist her? Because I'm good with technology as well. Mm-hmm. And I have the same exact bonus.
Yeah, but she's using her technomancy powers. Yeah,
this is a whole different level.
Okay.
She's working up here as I hold my hand above my head, and your tech levels are right at the head level.
But we have the same bonus.
Different thing.
That's like
your focus is different.
Now, if you were at a computer terminal, you could probably help. This is a radio in her hand.
Yep.
And she, her eyes go, you know, flash back to normal, and she says, and she holds her hand over, you know, like the talk button, and says, "Nobody touched the damn talk button, but we're back on the channel." And you hear them say, a voice you don't recognize, that's very raspy, say, "All right, we're falling back to retreat point Beta. We have to assume Terra's compromised. The boss is not going to be pleased. Arrow, it's your job to clean up the back room." And you hear a much whinier voice. Obviously feminine, but much higher. Like, I'm talking like the highest soprano you ever heard. Say, "Oh, it's always my job to clean up." And then you hear that same raspy voice say, "Yes. Yes, it is." And he says, "Dump your radios. They could be listening."
Fucker.
He said, "They did get the Technomancer after all." And then you hear a smashing sound, and followed by another smashing sound, followed by a crackling sound.
See, I thought we'd started hearing, like, aquatic noises.
Waterproof radios.
Yeah.
With her, with Hydra Locus in the group, you can't have non-waterproof radios.
I know, but she could still drown it.
Yeah.
She just took her big-ass...
Cold damage. She hunk it.
She just took her big-ass water fist and exploded it.
The crackling was fire.
Yeah, I figured.
It was being incinerated.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you guys wait for the... people to arrive?
So, Claire, were you able to triangulate the position? The same signals?
No.
Okay.
Did you ask me to do that?
No, because we didn't know.
Okay, yeah.
I'm assuming I now return.
I was told to try and get the channel. I got that.
After helping the people get out. Yes? We're assuming this?
Yeah, you're able to get everybody out safely.
Okay. I was afraid that you didn't hear me because there was a lot of that stuff happening.
Everyone roll perception.
Is it hearing or smelling?
It is hearing.
I rolled 16 plus 1 for 17.
Nat 1 plus 4 for 5?
8.
Yeah.
10 plus 3 is 13.
Colin?
What is that? I got a 21.
And that's just as passive.
Total.
You hear what sounds like the sound of gas?
They're smoking us out. Clear now.
Yep.
Are they gassing us?
Hey, do we see any gas?
You don't
anywhere?
See any gas, but you know it's coming into. You know it's in this room.
Click. I activate my gas mask.
Wait, no. They said they're clearing out the back room. Like they might be trying to.
They could be trying to kill us via gas.
The manager.
Attack.
Is there a back room of this, that room that was opened up?
This is the farthest back room we have than the vault.
What security systems are implementing? Gas tech?
And we have the standard anti-cal measures.
Which include a gas attack?
Generally speaking, yes.
Do you have gas masks for all the... is there just her, or is there actual other...
Everyone else is... You guys...
Everybody else got evacuated by this one.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I was yelling that earlier.
Yeah. No, you did. That was a good job.
Yeah.
Well, Weasel has his gas mask active.
Okay.
Can I teleport?
Did we agree that gave immunity, or is it advantage on the save?
Oh, wait. No, I have advantage against
poison. I don't
poison.
Remember, because it this was months ago.
I want to say it gave advantage on the save, but it gave you an hour worth of, air.
Yeah.
I have a question.
It was one or the other.
Or both?
No, it was both of those or just immunity to gas attacks, which is very limited.
Right.
So, you guys hear, only Colin hears a hissing. Oh, I should roll for the bank manager.
I did have a 7.
The bank manager apparently has the ears of goddamn...
That's her spark.
Arsa.
Oh, that's so... Yes, so she has... She looks normal, but you can tell that she's picking up on more things. She says, I have enhanced hearing, and I can hear when people are lying.
Okay.
And I hear what he's hearing. There's gas coming in here. So
does it sound like your system activating?
We don't have any systems that pump gas in here.
Okay, that's what Damon was asking, and you said yes.
We have anti-gas measures, yes.
Ah.
Can you hit them?
They've all been tripped.
So does that mean they're active?
Yes. The vents that go out have been closed. All vents that come in have been closed. It's a closed system for right now, except for the broken open door.
And, well, the sewer pipe.
What happened to the sewer pipe?
Hydro escape.
And the sewer pipe, but they wouldn't be able to pump gas in through...
Well, maybe they broke something else.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
We should probably get out of here.
You have any gas masks down here?
Yeah, she walks over to a security door, and she punches in a 10-digit code, and right there's a bunch of gas masks she tosses to each of you.
I brought my own.
I'm assuming we all put ours on.
Yeah, and she.
I brought my own.
She explains. She just gives you. Yeah, she's like, she explains how to use them. You put them on.
I call her by the model number.
And as you're walking, you guys walk out, and.
I don't want to walk out. I want to look and see what's going on in the back room. We heard they're trying to clear it out.
Well, that's where we were, which is
that was considered the back room.
Which is another possibility my character would be thinking is...
I'm going to go and sit in the vault. They might be trying to clear us out so that they...
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Or it could be the air one entering down here.
Yeah.
Might not be a gas stack. Might be him forcing his way in.
Okay.
Her.
Her. Sorry.
Aero Locus is a female.
Mm-hmm.
Woman.
And that was an M-E-M, not him.
Yeah.
Okay, so over the next probably minute, you hear, eventually all of you can hear the gas.
Can we try and figure out where the source is?
Yeah, it's coming from the vents and from the sewers.
I'm curious if it's flammable, but I don't want to find out.
Can we just like put like tape over the open vent, the open grate?
Hey, muscles, then, can you help us put the vault door back up? This is gonna suck.
We'll wait a second.
She says yes.
Yeah, can we just like do something to like close the vent? Like, you know how house vents have those little slides?
No,
they don't have those.
They have those, but you notice all of those have been broken.
Almost yes.
So. Okay.
But there's also a technological system in place that we might be able to ask the technomancer to open. Vent the room.
I was thinking duct tape.
All of the things that would blow air out of this room have been destroyed.
Nah. Yeah.
So is there any duct tape that we could use in the office to seal the vents?
Is that what I heard?
You can try it. But it is you figure out the vent. It is coming hard.
Yeah, we should probably get out. I mean, or we stay in the vault, we put the door back up, and we hold and pray.
Ooh.
I don't think we should pull up. Is air sucking out of the vault?
No.
Or what direction is it? Is it pumping in or going out?
The gas is being pumped into the main room, into the back room, which is then pumped into the vault as well because of a big-ass open hole.
So what
if we attempt to seal the hole by putting a giant door there?
So what? From what I heard, because I was listening, that there might be an elemental that has air, and that he might be doing this, or that it's...
There is gas being pumped in, and you guys have decided to stay in the vault.
Okay.
And you were asked to try and lift the vault door.
Okay.
To put it back on. I'm going to need a strength check. I'm going to need athletics from you.
I want to make sure that you guys are good with that or no.
They ask you to do it.
They ask me to do that?
Okay. I recommend using your channel divinity that adds +10 to your athletics.
I like that.
And I'm the one in trouble for metagaming.
No, it's the only way she had a chance. Yeah. Literally, there was no way. There wasn't a way.
It would...
The DC is 30.
You would add 10 to your roll.
I add what to my roll?
Yeah, and I believe 10 to your roll, and it lasts for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Athletics.
Oh my gosh, okay. Athletics is plus 8, so I'm adding 10 to that.
So plus 18.
And you have... I will not repeat the number.
That's 16 plus 18.
Bastard.
Would I have made it without doing that?
No.
No way?
No. No way. You didn't have a means to do it without it.
Oh my gosh.
It was a DC 30. I mean, this is a 4,000 pound door.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to lift it, but you're a fucking superhero. You're a cape. You fucking pull it.
Is
in.
Claire like outside with
no,
the...
No, she's
in there with us with the mech suit.
Yeah.
That could probably have helped.
Weld?
I don't recommend welding right now. In case this goes sideways, Claire, do you want to check the computer, see if you can figure out what they were...
I don't even know where it is. It's in one of the vaults. It's in one of the deposit boxes.
All right.
Are we not going to talk about how I lifted a 5,000-pound door?
That was amazing.
Thank you.
And then you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Fuck.
And then there's a roar.
Do I need to make my perception check to know that it's an explosion?
No, you
I have advantage
you
on
know
that.
This instinctively. Huh. As you hear...
Hold the door. Hold the door, Bright Force, please.
I'm holding the door!
The explosion, probably lasts almost 15 seconds. I mean, it's a big fucking explosion. And
I will do my best to share my knowledge with everybody of how to survive this in case it breaches.
stand near the paladin. That's the answer.
Yeah.
saves next to her.
No, plus three.
Yeah. I'm saying we have more of a chance with the...
Can save. Teleport.
So can I.
Are we able to bring people while we teleport?
I can.
I believe I can as well.
Unfortunately, there's five of us here.
Exactly.
And you can only bring one person each.
Yeah.
Who gets how is it?
Shit.
I can twin cast.
It's target self.
Yeah.
And it calls out, it has to be ranged.
Damn.
It has to be a range of touch or...
You have a familiar. You're familiar.
Would that work?
Range of self. All spells for range of self. You can cast through your...
So I could twin cast that.
You know, you could also cast... Dragon Breath on your familiar?
Yes, because that's fucking awesome.
But no, you could cast it, and you could cast it through her as well.
But I can only cast once per round.
And if you wanted to do it now, you could get out. Is what I'm saying.
Right.
You just go 30.
Do we want to use? Do we want to do that, or are we staying in here?
I think we stay in here in case they're trying to come in after the explosion.
A wise plan.
You hear crumbling, and then. Cracking, and then a big boom.
Another one?
The ceiling falling.
Okay. But yeah, inside the vault is fine.
Totally fine. I need...
I did leave that what was his name? The guy that I beat up.
Tara?
Yeah, I tied him up outside.
No, we would have brought him in.
Or he would be dead.
Yeah.
No we chance of survival.
No, he would have been dragged outside.
Dragged outside.
Okay.
To be picked up. Yeah. To be picked up. Because I don't want to hear anything from him being like, well, Terry got way so...
Yeah, but there's still Arrow who probably... Not giving him ideas.
I need the table to come to a consensus on a luck roll.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll a single die.
D12.
If you are within four of the number, nothing bad happens.
So plus two and plus minus two from our number?
No.
Plus within four. So put minus four.
So that is from 3 to 7 or 3 to 11. You know? Wrapping around. No. Yeah.
Do we wanna go with 6?
I always go with 6. When you
Rob always me. Goes with 6.
I always go with 6.
I always go with 7, so that's just me.
I can't.
So 6 it is.
6.
6.
Well, fuck.
Can I use my inspiration?
Not on a luck roll.
So.
So, do you know what makes a lot of sparks?
Metal. On metal.
On metal. I need everyone to make dex saves. I'm going to assume you're within 10 feet of the paladin.
Yes.
Does that also add to mine?
So,
yes. Okay. Yours is actually automatic.
Yeah, it's already in there.
Yeah, I see it. It's right there. So wait, so, am I plus just two. Adding
plus
2?
Three. Yes, instead of
it
a minus 1.
It was that bad? Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay.
Alright. 14 plus 8. So, 22.
Did you add her plus 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
16 plus 3 plus 8 then. For 27.
What's the damage under delay blast fireball?
Oof.
With a...
How many rounds?
With 10 rounds.
We in danger.
If you kill my character...
You're fine. You've got fire resistance.
I will kill you.
You chose fire resistance, you're fine.
This is true, but still.
Guess who doesn't have fire resistance?
Is it you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You work with explosions.
Did you make the save?
22.
Then you made the save.
I have 7 plus 2 is 9.
So it's a 12d6 plus duration's up to a minute. And for each round, it's an additional d6. So 20 d6.
22 d6.
Yeah, 22 d6.
Gave you all the opportunities to not be there.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, you kind of insisted it's that we be in there.
No.
Yes, you did.
I even helped you with the plan to not be there.
Yeah. It's a fair point.
But we have a Vank Vault door in the way.
But because of the sparks from it sliding.
Dad. Wait. Hold on. I'm not going to take the extra dice because you blocked most of the explosion.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Tell me how much I lost.
I'll just take the base fireball damage.
Wait, Natalie, did you fail your save?
Yes, I did. I failed my save.
But she's fire resistant.
Take an inspiration. I'll re-roll that. You're at the damage.
She's already taking half damage.
We all are taking half damage.
Oh, okay.
She's got fire resistance.
I thought you said you failed it.
She's got fire resistance.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
Oh, shush.
10. Oh, that's nothing above a 3. I have 1-4, sorry. It's very disappointing for damage.
Yeah?
That's very disappointing for damage. Take 30.
Well, that's below average, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly 30.
So we all take 15.
Oh, it's exactly 30, so cut that in half.
That is hilarious.
What would the extra 10d6 have done?
Oh.
What? Actually,
I'm going to see how much damage you did to the outside.
No, I already took 15. You can't anymore.
It would have been an additional 30 for the other 10d6.
I'd still be standing.
So would I, but I would not be happy.
All right, y'all. So,
Can we leave now? Can we teleport out now, please?
Roll for Claire. Oh, no, the danger's gone.
She rolled a 16 on the deck save.
Yeah, she's going to take half of half. So, 7?
Yeah. She's fine.
She's fine.
Oh, she's got fire resist?
And the armor.
All right. Cool.
Did
she get that ablative fire resistance?
Or it could send her a charge of ablative. She's an armor, so of course she would.
Yeah.
And she helped develop it.
It's a nice little throwback.
Yeah.
To 2 episodes ago when we did that.
All right.
Or 4.
Well, yeah, so it's a good thing you guys got the bank manager out.
Yeah, she would have been dead.
Crispy.
All right. What now?
The vault door gets blown out of your hands. It's just blown forward.
Away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit in. It just sets in.
Okay.
And you hear.
Our ears are ringing. We don't hear anything.
You see a form made out of a human.
Upon damage received, I use a bonus action. Mass healing word.
Okay.
Everyone heal 9. It's up to 6 targets.
Yeah. So, 5 of us.
Claire's full.
No, she took 7, so yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, look. New target.
So, question about my effect.
Our mind link.
With mass, each person healed that much.
Yes.
I gained it.
Yes.
5 times 9.
He's like, I love this ability so much.
I got a healing pool.
What?
I got a Deadpool.
Nice.
All right.
There's Arrow Locust now, huh?
She flies in. She sees you're all still standing. And she flies out.
Can I throw a firebolt after her?
No. It was move in, see somebody, move the rest of moving to get out. Mm. Her fly speed is 90. There's no way you can catch up.
No reaction.
No, not in this case.
No way you guys can catch up. I'm going to dash after her.
I'm going to cast Fly on Colin.
She's going through the vents. You would literally... Oh, there's no... It's the fucking...
The vents are...
Yeah.
The roof is gone. The roof is gone.
Could she escape?
And I have 100-foot movement with dashing.
And you now have Fly on top of your glide.
Colin, I need you to make me 3 perception checks.
I just need to shoot her once. Then we can find her wherever.
Can I cast Mind Spike instead?
So the first one's 22.
Now this is the most
important. Second one's 11.
There you go. Just don't bother.
Third one's 23.
That don't bother. The 11 killed it.
Use your inspiration.
Inspiration.
You said I had four. I've only done three.
Yeah.
Yes, but you lost the second one.
No, re-roll that. Oh. Re-roll Use your inspiration on that.
Okay. Oh, 25.
Okay. So you see her fly away and enter a roughly 6-inch pipe that leads into a building about 4 blocks away.
Okay, I'm going to try and follow her to the building.
The rest of us are in pursuit of the speedster.
Okay, would you like to know what the building, what's the building's labeled as?
Yes.
Yes.
Care Clinic.
Well, I don't know anything about that. So I'm still just going to blatantly charge in.
You're following her.
Why don't you follow her through a 6-inch pipe? I'm sorry. No, let's call it a 2-inch pipe. She's air.
So, is there like a window next to the pipe?
No, it's in the roof.
Is there any windows on that near that floor?
No. There's only windows on the first floor. Lots of windows on the first floor. Lots and lots.
Okay, I'm going to contact Jen and say that Arrow just flew into this building through this pipe. Do you not have any venting diagrams available?
Yes, in your AR feed, a floor plan popped up in front of you.
Okay, where does that pipe go out, lead out?
What would knowledge architecture be?
Oh, it's Jen figuring this out. He's asking the questions.
Oh, what was your question? Sorry.
Yeah. Where does that pipe lead to?
Where does it come out?
As I highlight it, like I draw a little circle.
Yeah, she says that pipe leads to the central system. She could be, it could lead anywhere in the building. Or out the building, we don't know.
Okay, I'm going to put... does any underground exits?
None recorded.
Like geothermal? Okay. So I'm just going to wait till my team arrives, and I'm going to fly around as quick as I can, just observing all the outside vents.
Okay.
With thermal vision.
You have a thermal vision?
My thermal camera.
You have a thermal camera?
Yeah, what my camera does. Body camera.
I just imagined.
But Jen could probably tap into it.
Yeah, she can. If you ask her to.
A little kid walking by and being like, Mommy, why is this squirrel man flying around?
Chipmunk guy. Wait, what?
Oh, jeez. Hamster hump.
Flying squirrel. He says, you're just here for your shot, honey. Go inside.
If that's what my shot's going to be like, one.
You said we were going here for ice cream.
And I'm here to give blood. It's okay.
No, I'm here to take cream. Blood.
Wait, what?
I want to meet the man that's flying around the building.
This is absolutely canon, what's happening right now.
You're hearing this, and you just, like, zip behind a building right as the mom looks. You go around the other side.
Oh, yeah. It's like, there's nothing up there, honey.
But yeah, so it is a care clinic.
All right.
If anyone here doesn't
know, what is the public knowledge of this? Because we have player knowledge, but
character knowledge.
History.
It's a hospital.
It is the largest hospital in the Riverside City. There's the Care Mega Hospital, which Damon used to work at. Or Deimos used to work at. They have two massive hospitals. One is, it takes up like three city, five, I mean, it takes up like 6 or 7 city blocks in the stacks. Right on the border of the stacks in the midtown. And they also have a pretty big hospital in the edge of the Suck, between the Suck and New Milan in the house, in the university region,
which we kind of looked at in a previous adventure.
That was a clinic. That was not an actual. That was not the actual hospital itself.
Okay.
Yeah, the public perception of the care facilities is very high, very, very good. It's almost like New Amsterdam in New York. How it's a it's a public hospital. You if you have no coverage, under coverage, whatever, they'll take care of you.
How do they usually respond to capes?
Very well.
Well then, we'll walk in.
Now you know that there is a protocol with the FSA. You have to, and they will let you know what the policy is.
Then we talk to Jen. We
do that. Jen says, "So you're going to enter a care facility?"
That seems to be the case because that's the last place we saw her.
Well, we can work on. Hold on, let me get you. Let me see if I can get you an expedited order.
Yeah, I sent her like the last 5 minute of body cam footage.
I already have it,
which was tracing.
She's already. Oh, okay, so.
Hold on, it's going.
We have video evidence.
It's going in front of a judge now.
That's impressive.
Please hold.
And this is at 10 at night.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it was late.
We were late at night when this happened.
Okay, so she says, give us a minute to get a judge, to get this in front of a judge. And less than 2 minutes later, she says, all right, we have a judge reviewing the footage now.
No, just imagine the judge being like, Jen, what the fuck do you want? Signing papers!
This is the night shift judge.
As someone who used to work with judges, that's absolutely a thing.
I got one dude who runs night shift.
It's for warrants. It's exclusively for warrants. After about 3 minutes, she says,
we're not likely to find her in there because she's extra mobile and has a million exits.
Your warrant has been granted for a team of 4 capes.
All right. Who wants to stay outside?
We aren't bringing Claire with us.
Claire is trying to find the computer that.
Got it. She's still at the bank.
Yes, and she's also she also set up 3 energy turrets protecting the door.
Nice,
good.
Protecting Tara, keep him locked down.
Yeah, she drags him back inside, picks him up, throws him down.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm keeping those manacles.
She says, "I wouldn't. They're not stable."
Neither am I.
The DM will remember that.
So, as Weasel brings C4 into a hospital.
Yes, CC is always with me.
Oh my
In spirit.
Wait, actually, she's not. She doesn't look like she's like see-through, right? She's just a regular. Okay, gotcha.
She's albino looking.
Well, yeah.
I think she's currently banished, though. You don't have her with you.
We would have banished her going into the fight, but if I'd needed her for the teleport thing, would have been a quick one, too. So.
Correct.
You did, because she was sad that she was being sent away.
Did she come back, or is she
not? Yes, she's back.
On your shoulder?
Yes.
Salty.
Okay. She says, Dad, it's awful in there. It's so boring. There's nothing to do.
I know. I'll try it. I'll ask Gwen to see if there's a way we can put toys and stuff in there for you.
I can kind of see what you're doing, but it's always so boring.
Hang on. We can try some stuff, but we got to do it later.
There. Try giving him a C4 a crystal ball to see
through. No, what I'm thinking is later we play with the idea of her holding on to toys when she gets banished so she can leave them in the, them in her
portable. In a familiar pocket? Familiar pocket?
There's just, like, a box of stuff that she just likes to hang out in. Because ferrets like, or weasels just like to, like...
Lay on things?
Lounge.
Okay, so you guys have a warrant to enter the facility, the front door, though. It literally says in there, you must enter through the front door.
Yeah. I mean, we are very unlikely to find her because very mobile and millions of exit points.
Mm-hmm.
Not thousands, but still. In the grand scheme of things, that is a pedantic...
Needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Did Bedlam see anything while he was flying around?
He heard cursing. And she was swearing about being chased.
Because
she knew she was being chased.
So after 10 minutes, the fly spell wears off.
It still hasn't been 10 minutes.
Yeah. So you actually have a fly.
Should we have someone just patrolling the area?
We should keep them above with the heat vision on, so if she does escape.
Fair point.
How is her heat sig compared to others?
Very minimal.
So look for a very minimal heat sig, and then we got her.
I mean, like...
Compared to a person.
I mean, like, the steam exhaust that comes out looks like it would be a person. Or hotter than a person. No, I'm saying she has almost...
Her signature is imperceptible invariance compared to a normal.
No. She has almost no heat signature.
Question.
Got it.
Okay, so you're watching a ghost adventure show, and you know how they're just like, look at the heat signature, look at the heat signature, and it's just like this little tiny dot that just is like... Is she like that? Where it's like, you know how it's blue?
Okay, so
she's like a lighter blue.
Yes.
So she's like that. Versus, so you're looking for a ghost heat signature.
Well, except for she's a little bit warmer. Temperature. So it's
okay. Gotcha.
Hmm.
Do we have a temperature of it?
Weasel would have seen it.
Yeah. So we can calibrate the sensor to get the right temperature.
We just need to keep you up in the air.
Above a certain range is incredibly hot, and anything else is really cold.
But it's also likely she might try to escape in a different means.
Right.
Well, we did see her in her non-elemental state, right?
I'll keep patrolling outside.
All right. So the three of us will enter through the front door. Four of us, because we have Cece. If they question why there's not four capes, she's got a license.
He's like, look, I'm licensed, bitch.
And she pulls it out, and it's like as big as her.
No.
Or as big as her head.
See, it's real.
Except they can't understand her. You guys can.
She's enunciating, so she's like,
squeak, 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 squeak. Okay, so you guys enter, and there is a tall man with a business black suit. Strapped to his side is a energy blaster, tactical energy blaster, and he has an earwig in,
security.
But it's more obvious, and he says, I'm here to help with anything you have. What should I call you?
We were expecting this, weren't we? As players, we should have been expecting this.
Let's just go straight to Vanguard.
Yeah.
The Vanguard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're the Vanguard.
All right. How has that not been registered yet?
I know. It's weird. I looked it up.
We've got the Defenders.
We've got the Cape Crusaders.
I'm surprised they didn't go with Vanguard. All right.
Yeah, nobody taken it yet.
All right. Well,
in any case, that's
congratulations.
Good on you. What brings you here? All I was told is to expect capes and to comply as best I could.
Yeah, we followed Aero Locus
from Elemental Terrors.
Oh yes. Yeah,
she entered through one of the vents in your building.
Okay, and do you have a reason to believe she would still be here?
It's possible, though she has...
It's been less than a minute.
It's been about 3 minutes.
Because the warrant...
It took time to get the warrant approved.
We also have...
2 and 3, so 5 plus the minute, so it's six minutes after she entered.
We also have our companion checking.
Excellent. Well, I can take you to the security office, and we can turn on thermal imaging cameras.
That would help. I'm getting used to thermal vision right now. This is what, like minute 7
of
my 10?
Yeah.
Nearly went blind during the explosion.
No shit.
Close my eyes and pray.
To note, Damon will still have his two guns drawn, but not aimed. It's aimed at the ground.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to holster your weapons. This is a hospital.
He will comply, but he will keep the Crimson Rite on his leg still active.
That's fine.
Ouch.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
I just wanted to have that noted when we entered.
Uh-huh, and that's why he was going to come up.
Yep. It lasts until I short rest or put the weapons down.
Yep.
Does everyone else not have a weapon out?
I am a weapon.
By the way, on our wait, I will be healing us up one more time at least.
Except for Colin.
He was
flying.
Right, yeah.
30 foot radius, he waits until he gets close.
He's like, wait, they're healing?
Four people receive 8 hit points.
Alright, I'm capped.
Same.
You both took 15. Mm-hmm. So actually, they couldn't have taken 8. They could only have taken 7. Now you gave 9 last time, so they could take 6.
Yeah.
So I'd only receive 8
or 6? You'd only get 6 from each of them.
Okay. Well, I had more damage on me, so...
Yeah, you did. Okay, so the chief security officer leads you back. He moves. Like, he
moves with a purpose.
Like, it's not running, but on anyone, but he just uses his, you know, 6'4" frame to move his legs like he's running, you know?
So we're leaving Bright Force behind.
Oh my gosh, I'm an inch!
Basically, yeah.
Curse my short legs!
So he's an elf.
Hmm?
Either he's an elf or he's got mobile.
No, no, he's a speed of 30, but he is like, he's not, he is moving with a purpose, like he's moving the full 30 and not like 20 like everyone else does most of the time. You guys are led back into the security office at a good pace, and Bright Force catches up as he's typing in the code to the door, in addition to a retinal scan and a key card. You hear a distinct sound of multiple locks going, tunk, tunk,
tunk. Okay.
And you go in, and it looks like any tactical chamber you've ever been in for a military operation. I mean, there are lockers full of weapons. There
looks
are
like straight out of the movies.
No, but it looks like straight out of the movies from a military installation.
Yeah.
Not a hospital.
That's mildly disconcerting, but I'm going to store this away for later.
Mike will remember that.
Mike will remember that.
And he leads you over to the cameras, and he flicks a switch, and he turns all the cameras to thermal. And he says, what are we looking for?
We will give the range of heat signature that we're actually looking for.
He turns some dials, and he says, basement 3. There's one, and then there's something very hot next to him. It's incredibly hot. Holy shit. How are they alive?
More than likely, they're the cowls. Elemental terrors.
Why would they be here? Hold on. He puts his hand up to his ear. I've been informed your warrant doesn't give you access to the subfloors below subfloor 2.
All right. I'll take a phone. Jen's listening, so...
You just talk and she's listening.
I know, yeah, but I'm not trying to say anything, but mm-hmm. I'm just, you know... We'll type in, how do we get access to...
Sub-basement 4.
Sub-basement 3.
How many feet down, and do you need to see it, Mike?
I can only do one of those now. I used the other third-level spell.
Hmm? Misty Step is second.
Thunderous Step.
Thunderstep is third level, and I only have one slot.
You can shift around points.
I can shift stuff around at 90-foot range, and you can see.
We can see it via the camera.
But I'm not 90 feet from it right now, unless I want to teleport on top of the camera.
Okay, so he says, I've never seen this before. He says, I'm sorry, he would not be the security chief. He'd be the security chief, this acting security, yeah, the acting security executive, or whatever the fuck term that would be.
Yeah, he's the on-duty
guy in charge.
Yeah.
He says, I can call my boss and see if I can get clearance for you guys to get down there.
Please.
It would be appreciated.
And yes, he pulls out a slick black-looking, it is a flip phone. But like a legit old-school flip phone, and oh. he hits, presses and holds, you know, 9. And,
nine.
And he waits a second, and it rings and says, and you hear half a conversation, and it says, he says, boss, I need to get some capes out, access to B3. There's a pair of cowls down there. We've got them on thermal imaging. Actually, and he flicks it off thermal imaging, and they're still there. He says, I've got Igneolocus and Aerolocus. Oh, hold on. And Hydrolocus as well, down there. And you, it gets loud enough you can almost hear. He says, fucking job, and a couple other things, as it yells, and he says, after probably about another 30 or 40 seconds, he says, "Sorry, sir, I won't do it. Won't happen again." And he clicks the phone shut. He says, "I can't help you. I've been informed that if this, I'm to escort you off the premises."
So what has Jen had to say?
Jen says,
"Yeah."
Jen says,
"We actually have probable cause to just walk down there right now. Warrant, even without a warrant, the warrant is for the search. We are in the building. We have visual evidence of them being there. We can just walk."
Jen says, "We've received a legal call from the CARE Foundation's legal team, and saying they have experimental medical equipment on Bay Basement 3, and that no one is to be allowed access due to." She rattles off some bullshit medical terminology that basically says if someone goes down there, they could taint the experiment or taint the, or could fuck with the technology.
Well, they have three things that are tainting with the medical equipment right now.
Yes, but adding more, their argument is that adding more doesn't help. The CARE team, the CARE Foundation will send their own team to capture the cowls.
I don't think it'll work. But would I be able to cast Mind Spike through the camera?
No.
It was worth a shot.
They're not. We've done through cameras before, but that was something you were holding, which I think in my mind is like a telescope, you know? But through a camera, I'm not going to allow people to cast through cameras.
You guys are gonna never cast through anything else other than what I can see.
Camera, yeah, with the firebolt over your shoulder. Use it to aim, but the thing is, you were
pointing your finger. That was aiming, and it's just like, okay, so I can see that.
No, exactly. If you could do it, but you use something else to get an image, that's fine.
That would be like using a mirror, but this is a disconnected camera.
This will not work. You will not be able to do that. No.
Holy crap! That was the early shit. Yeah.
And he says, "I am so sorry." He says, "I really do need to escort you off the premises."
It's not your fault.
It's not. Yeah, you're just doing your job, man.
And I'll take down his name. Yeah, make sure that this guy actually tried.
Yeah, he says, the fact that I got to keep my job after they figured out what my spark was, I'm grateful.
What's your spark?
Well, that makes it curious, but
I can always tell when someone's lying.
That's a good one.
Wow,
makes me great at my job.
Two people in one day with that.
Yeah, he says it's. It's not common, but I found that people in positions of managerial end up with it. It was almost like it was something like in us before. Like I was always good at telling if someone was lying. It's why I got this. It's why I went into security work. And I can always tell if it doesn't work all the time. But
Damon's thinking in his head, "Crap, we can't lie to him now."
He says, "But I can see. But it's not that I hear it. I can see it above their heads."
Hmm. That is interesting. That is a very good power, and we'll keep in contact.
Yeah, he said, "My name's Isaiah."
Isaiah, you are a good man.
Write that down.
Yeah, working on it.
Isaiah is a good man.
Isaiah Thomas. He is a...
That sounds familiar.
If it is, we'll change it, but Isaiah Thomas is the name for now. He's a 6'4" black man, you know, with the power to see falsehood over the people's heads. And he, you can tell from the way he talks, he is as straight a shooter as they come. He says, "Yeah, I haven't actually seen my boss since the surge."
He's probably lying about something,
though. Yeah.
I assume. But it doesn't tell me which lie it is. If they say three lies in one sentence, I don't know which one's true. It just says two truths and a lie. I do get that, but I don't know. It doesn't tell me the order.
I'll give him my number.
He says, "I appreciate it."
And we'll make our way out.
All right. He says, "If you need anything, let me know. I'll do what I can for you."
Let us know if you're still going to be monitoring the cameras. If they leave.
I was told to go home for the day.
Shit.
You can't work from home?
There is no remote work with security.
I mean, no, access to cameras from home.
Yeah. He says...
No.
We used to before the surge, but not since.
What? Spark. Do you know what spark your boss has?
No, it's not. It's not a matter of because it wasn't on our employment record. Mm-hmm. They don't. They couldn't ask us. They found out what mine was when I told someone that I knew they were lying, and they asked why.
Hey, Claire, you're still on the comm call, right?
Yeah. Yes.
How do you feel about breaking into a care facility camera network?
I haven't found the computer yet. I have to crack open each security. I have to hack open every security deposit box.
You know where they are currently. Three of them: Hydra, Igneal, and Arrow.
That.
But they're in the care facility.
She says I can try it from here, but I can't leave. I'll have a remote. I'll have a subroutine work on it.
All
right. Roll, because it's a subroutine, roll power disadvantage. It's only DC 15, but...
Fail. Her power.
Power.
Hers.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is 8 we discussed earlier, and it's a fail.
Alright, yeah, she says, I'm sorry, I can't seem to get through it. I can't
focus on this.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
I can't focus on this. At disadvantage.
Says, so. It's just, I get the feeling that something very important's in here.
Alright, you keep working on that. We'll figure out what to do with this.
Alright, and she, you know, stops talking.
Linking up with Jen, can you figure out a legal route to get access to their cameras?
Due to the sensitive nature of the work down there, the fact that you were allowed to see the cameras at all is very unusual. Usually they don't give you access to the camera systems. Usually you're just allowed to walk the premises. I assume that Mr. Thomas that you met went a little bit above and beyond what he was intended to do.
Yes. Yes, he did.
His background check came through clean. We're going to, if he loses his job, we're going to be offering him a position at the FSA.
A wise choice.
He's a good man.
I would vouch for him.
The fact that she just kind of like did that. Like, she's like, she says, you'd make an excellent member of the agent teams.
And interrogation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the just so everyone knows, the fact that people can see or hear truth isn't a super rare one. It's not infallible, but it is. But it's probably one in like 10,000 people has a limited form of it. I mean, more like 1 in 100,000. So the fact that there's 2 in Riverside City is not impossible. But because
the fact that we ran into both of them in the same day.
A little unusual. A
little rare.
But you know that there's probably 10 people in the city who can do that? Because there's 10 million people who live in Riverside City.
Yeah.
You know? Hell. You know? 4 million of them live in the Alana Arcology. Sorry, 5 million? Yeah, 5 million live in there. All right. Yeah, it's basically a city unto itself. A full city.
Yep.
So, where are y'all going? Oh, Jen says, we've picked up Terra Locus. He's on his way to interrogation now.
All right, thank you.
Would you like to sit in?
Just loop
behind
us.
Behind the glass.
I want to just be looped in via the ear. Can we keep our bedlam in the air in case we have a huge heat signature leave? We can follow that then.
More than likely.
Yeah, I was going to ask Jen, do we have a floor plan of the third floor basement?
No.
Just what exits are?
We don't. The floor plans stop at the second sub-basement.
Wait, I have an idea. I'm going to text Allison and ask, do you know, can you find a book about the underground systems of Riverside City?
What are you trying...
Because if they're going underground, right? If they're traveling underground, And if Riverside City is as old as you're saying it is, they would have an underground city.
It's only 65 years old.
Yeah, they would have an underground city. Or an underground travel point. There's
a bunch of underground tunnels.
Yeah. So I would assume that she could find a book that has all of them, like a map-wise, and send it to me.
She says, I could go to the supervisor of assessment's office and find one, probably.
At 10 o'clock 11 at night.
I mean, tomorrow morning, yeah. 8 a.m. Hmm.
Besides, isn't it, like, Sunday?
It's Monday, mm-hmm. because it's the day before I was supposed to hang out with Leo.
Right.
Hmm. I thought she would just have it in her
somebody
room.
Somebody has school in the morning.
Yes, I do. My character and
personally,
myself.
I'd blow
you're,
it off.
You're
but.
Correct. You, she did say you're going to RSCA. That was a gift she gave you.
Mm-hmm.
She gave you your class schedule.
Yep.
That did happen.
Should we add that now?
Hmm?
Should we say this now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Luna will be attending RSCA, because I believe, if we didn't talk about it last session, I meant to, or a couple sessions ago, due to Monica Gentile being expelled from the school, her father no longer has as much sway over the headmistress's decisions, and she has decided to allow Luna to attend RSCA for a better education, and to allow her to continue doing CAPE work.
Congratulations, sister.
Yes, thank you.
Because you graduated from there, Weasel. For sure.
Okay.
100% certain.
So
Barely graduated, but, you know.
You'd be surprised how much the independent study helps.
Just so the people know, and everyone
GPA
else
up 2 points.
else knows.
That's the only reason I passed.
her schedule of where she would be is when during the weekdays she is with 9. And then during the weekends, she is with her brothers and father.
Mm-hmm. Because she can get you to school faster through the underground tunnels than it would be to go through the stacks and then the midtown to get there. Mm-hmm. Also because she has access to the FSA tunnels, which...
You have access to, and you have a bike.
Yes,
but she's a better driver.
She is.
She's also got a dexterity bonus.
She doesn't have to have books on the pedals to press them down.
No, it's a bike. It's your hands.
Oh. Well, when I had my, what was it, the, whatever.
The powder the blue.
Smart.
The powder blue.
Smart for one, or whatever.
Powder blue, smart for two.
Smart for two.
Now smart for me.
You had little stilts attached to the pedals.
Mm-hmm. They make those, by the way.
They do.
Even in such a tiny car.
Even though she's in a tiny car, she still needed them.
She has short-ass legs. Alright, so, where are y'all going? With you? I mean, would you like to try and find someone to help you find Leo?
Nine is working on that.
Yeah, 9 is on it. I will send her a message asking how she's doing on it.
I know he's not in the city.
He could be anywhere. He's a teleporter.
Yeah, but it wasn't him teleporting. I haven't found his teleportation signal yet.
9, who are you texting? 9, why aren't you listening to me?
It's something similar. It's someone similar, but not
She's
exact.
She's out investigating.
Hammond doesn't know about the other guys because that was all post. I'm just saying.
He doesn't know who has him.
Correct. Oh, well, he's been with.
Okay, so that's
because that was all post of their separation.
That's her telling. It's just The signature is very similar to his, but it's not exact.
Well, I know his father... this is Damon actually in the, saying. I know his father was the source of his magic. But I know his father passed away.
I don't know what to tell you, but the teleportation
somebody
signature is almost identical.
Somebody within the school then, maybe.
Very possible. I've got our arcane experts working on it, but they only recently really... were able to work magic themselves, so they're having a bit of trouble. If you want to call in Grimoire, maybe, but I can't make any promises.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, that sounds expensive.
For the table, because I literally just established her existence just now. Grimoire is the most powerful mage known.
I thought that was the name of the teleporter that we hired previous. They hired, because I jumped.
No. That was something else. Grimoire is the most powerful mage on the planet.
This is Damon spitballing ideas.
And she doesn't work for money. She favors? Works for information. And favors.
Well.
Alright, well, if it's somebody with a similar source of magic, it's either friend or somebody gone rogue in the school.
I don't know enough about your group to... I could ask Jen to inform me, but I don't really want to invade your privacy any more than I have to. Yep. If you'd like, ask Jen. She has all the information.
Okay. I will connect with Jen.
She says, I'm here if you need me, but give me a call. Click. You're speaking with Jen now.
Jen.
Yes?
What do you know about the Warriors of...
Andrei, yes.
Looking it up, the exact group name for that.
Ting, 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 ting. Plot. Gotta get the plot.
So, do we hear this?
Dun, 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 dun.
This is directly to Jen.
So, it's in his earwig. So, as long as he walks away from you guys, you wouldn't be able to hear him.
But do we hear it?
No, he's talking, not...
Do you think about what you say when you say it?
So, Rarity's telepathic bond doesn't work that way. You have to deliberately send the message. You're not picking up at
ambient thoughts.
Ambient thoughts like, man, that person's hot. Like, no, you don't hear that. Unless they're thinking it out loud. You might hear the occasional, like, burst. Like fuck this! Or something like that. But, like strong emotion. Because it becomes an active thought.
Tell me he's not feeling strong emotions.
Oh, he absolutely is. I'm going to be sprinkling in different things you hear from him. Kakan's like, dun-dun-dun plot, dun-dun-dun plot.
So the remade group does not have a name, so it's probably based on the original name. Warriors of Watam.
So we have records of the Warriors of Watam going back 100 years.
All right. Any current members still alive?
She lists off. She says Leo and gives his full name.
His actual name or his?
His actual name.
Okay.
Yes, Leo Trum, also known as Malcolm Strum, of the Maelstrom of the Maelstrom Eye Detective Agency.
There we go.
Yep, that is a quote from it.
I do remember that. So we have no record of his current whereabouts, but we do have record of three other surviving members of that Warriors of Watam. Looks like we have a former member.
Names?
Grimoire.
Okay.
Looks like she left back in the late 90s.
Would have been right before
the break.
Plot.
Right before everything went to hell?
Yeah.
Maybe she saw it coming and just went, yeah, fuck this.
Looks like Grimoire was a member for almost 10 years.
Does Grimoire have a real name, or is it only registered as Grimoire?
You don't have clearance for that information.
Thank you. That is an information enough for me. But any other members on that list that are still active?
She lists out your teleporter friend was a member at one point. He is technically an active member because I don't think he left, but he is not active with them.
Well, in the 2020 event, all of it was gone. There aren't really any.
Then no, there would be. It would be. It would be.
All are former.
Leo is the only active member.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember who else would be a member.
Portal.
Well, and looks like Meister Portal recently registered as a member.
Recently, as in what year?
Less than 2 years ago.
That is odd, but okay. Any other information on him?
No, all we have is that he's a registered mage and teleporter.
Understood. Any location on him currently? He is in this location, and now he's in this location, and now he's in this location.
The last we heard, he was in the Alps.
Nowhere nearby. Got it.
Switzerland, to be specific.
Understood. All right.
Would you like me to put you in contact with Solitaire with? Grimoire?
I got a thumbs up from another party member.
Who's not there.
Yeah. But this is an audio recording, so...
audio medium.
Does anyone have a problem with him calling, quote, the most powerful mage on the planet?
I'm going to go with favors. Unidentified favors.
Yeah.
This is problematic, but okay.
So you said yes?
Yeah.
And she, it isn't a phone number. It's a...
Ascending.
It is a location. It is actually in the restricted section of...
The library.
Harrison City University Library.
I have access.
There's a particular book, and she gives you the, like, aisle number, everything. All you need to do is read aloud the line. The last line on the page. It doesn't make much sense where it's at, but she put it there as a means of you have to have some kind of access to even get access to her.
It makes sense. And we'll proceed. I will catch everyone up partially on what's going on. Who here wants to meet the most powerful known mage?
God, Gwen is going to be so jealous. Hi, man.
You want to bring her with?
Would that be allowed?
Why not?
She's already scried on us enough. She already knows our problems.
Let's make a phone call.
You call her and she's just like, yes!
text. Do you know who Grimoire is?
You get a phone call.
Not a sending or anything like that?
No, this is a phone call. It's the only technology she likes.
Yes, I know who Grimoire is. How do you know that name?
You remember Damon? He's got connections, apparently.
Yes, the ugly one, yes.
Oh!
Charisma?
That's in any she case.
With all the scars?
He's got some connections, and...
I have magic, remember? I'm better than some.
But it doesn't mean that she finds you attractive. I'm sorry. She wouldn't
magic
say,
file, remember?
She wouldn't say the ugly one.
The skinny one?
No, she'd say, the scarred one. The bright scarred one, yes.
He's the smart one in the party. He's got a 21 intelligence.
I know.
He's the bright one. Yeah. He's got some connections, and apparently we might be going to meet her. And I was wondering
I'd like to go.
Yeah.
This is where I am. Please come pick me up.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, or Grandpa, can I borrow the caddy again?
No, this is a job for the bike. Actually, if I can make the flight in 10 minutes, I'll do that just to surprise her.
Her apartment in Olympus. Yeah, you could do it. Right, barely. You'd have 30 to 50 seconds to go.
I get there, have somebody drop me off, and
order
then
your vehicle
cast
to
it while I'm there.
You can't order your vehicle to go anywhere. It's not Shadowrun. I know.
No,
it's
but I can,
Shadowrun
it's so useful.
But I can have it shapeshift and put it in somebody else's vehicle.
Yeah. Collins!
No.
The pannier underneath the fucking saddle frame?
It has two... Two foot power. It's great.
I'll have super one of... I'll have either Damon or Bright Force go with me there and then... drop the bike off with them, and then pick her up and say, I got something to show you. And we fly.
She says, you've been holding that on me.
Just kind of learn. Yes.
Spend those three sorcery points.
Yes.
Oh, she says,
but it's, I figure it's power-based instead of magic. It's not like, it's just booms.
So
small booms, but...
So, consistent booms.
Magic and powers are inextricably linked. It's just you have access to a different portion of them.
Yeah. I like to picture it as it's, he's just focusing on how to utilize his powers.
Correct. But when you cast it on her, it's like she's just flying.
Okay.
She's a wizard, Harry.
Yeah. I kind of just learned this, so...
But why are you... She goes to ask why are you doing this and realizes that's probably a bad idea when holding her in the air. So she's going to ask that when you land.
I cast it on her,
so,
too.
Yeah, so when you land, she says, Why are you producing little explosions behind you?
Because that's how I know how to use my powers.
But I didn't have to do that. It's the same stuff.
I'm channeling my power. It's how I know how to use what you call magic.
Universal magic theory. And she just kind of nods and walks towards the library. And then she tugs you along. She says, come on.
When it comes to getting the book and quoting the line, Damon will try to not show which book it is, nor what page number.
Pulls out like a dozen books and does it, you know, yeah. And flicks through pages and then
memorizes it, closes it, and reads it.
Mm-hmm. Goes on to like two other ones and pretends.
Puts in the middle of a sentence, partially. So it's partly coded.
So that's really good. There's one small problem.
Yeah.
When you say it, the book lights up. And the pages flick open, and then it glows in bold letters. It's like bold red letters. And the translation is in Latin. It basically translates to, I guess you're interesting enough to talk to.
I understood that. Because of one of my languages.
Yes.
Celestial.
Latin, Celestial, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great point for us to get to next time.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. Colin, you got anything to plug?
As usual, no. Nothing really usual. As usual, nothing really to plug.
All right.
Yeah.
Rob, what you got?
You can follow me at RSCPod Rob. Talk to you guys next time.
Mike, what you got?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at rscpod.mike, and y'all have a good one, everybody.
Now, wrap it up.
Bye!
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Later.
Bye, everybody.